friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Moroni Marasi Sheyuchyu, Mikol Chole Ama Yisrael, Vishani Vashat Shuas Olamim. We're going to be discussing the inyan of a believing someone who claims that he is bar mitzvah, based on a tshuva written by the Mishnah Halachas, Bala Mishnah Halachas, Agon Menashe Klein, Zechet Sadik, Vekadosh Levracha. It's in the sixth volume in Simen Yud Ches. He was asked, this is a Shaila from 1970, this is going back a little bit, just a little bit, 50 years ago, that a boy comes into shul, and they need a minyan, and they say to him, so, you bar mitzvah? He said, yeah. Can you believe him or can you not believe him? Interesting, very lemaisetika question. So we see in Perkei Yotzei Dofen, in Nida Daf Memvav, Amar Rava, that a ketana who reaches Bechal Shenaseha, she reaches 12 years old, doesn't have to be checked. Why not? Because it's a chazaka, she brought her to Cyrus, and that's called chazaka de Rava. Mavur Sham, we see in the Gemara over there that only miyun, for miyun to refuse a marriage, she doesn't require bedika, but for chalitza, she requires bedika, because the chazaka that she brought to Cyrus is only for miyun, but for chalitza, she needs a bedika in order to do proper chalitza. She has to be bas mitzvah. So we need a bedika for that, but not for me. And the Ramon or Achaim Nunhei Sifhei writes, "Shekol shegil chalal shnosav machzikin also kegadol." Whenever someone reaches age, they assume he's a gadol. Mstame hevi shtei Cyrus, and it's from the Tshuva Samarik in the name of the Michtam. And the reason for Samach and Chazaka de Rava, that when he reaches the klal shanim, we're Samach and Chazaka de Rava, and when he reaches 13 or 12. You assume that they brought the two simanim, the two Cyrus, that you need in order to be a gadol. And the and the reason we're Samach and Chazaka de Rav is because Mistama, the person brought Simanim when they reach age. Ve'afte l'kula lo Samchinan ha'chazaka de Rav, kevin shidurabanan Samchinan. So l'kula we're not Samach and Chazaka de Rav, for Durabanans we are. The Magen Avraham says Tefila is only Durabanan, therefore we're Samach and Chazaka de Rav for Tefila. Magen Baran says even if you say that Tefila is Daraisa, but for a minyan it's only Durabanans, you could be Samach. So what we've learned so far is that for Durabanans, we do not need to be mevarer. We're somech and chazaka de Rava, and the persons believe that they brought simanim, or it's assumed that they brought simanim once they reach age, and therefore in our case gevaldik, when a boy reaches 13, he says he's 13, you don't have to check to see if he has simanim, and you can also believe him that he's 13 because it's only derabanan. When it comes to derabanan, you can be Mekel. You're Somech on the Chazaka. And we can extract from this that not only Somech on the Chazaka that he brought Cyrus, you're also Somech that he's telling the truth that he says he's 13. Because we're only in the realm of the Rabbanans. However, the Ramban in the first parak of Chulin, so to the Ran and Psachim say, even the Rabbanans, if you can be Mevarer, you have to be Mevarer. And we're not Somech. If you can clarify it. And already in the Sefer Rabach in Simen Lamed Ches, he says, why are we somech and tefillah on this chazaka? Just be mevarer. So Magen Baran says, because we're not bekin bebedika Cyrus. We don't know if it's real Cyrus, if they're permanent, or it's just a shuma, or if they're going to fall out and they're not really adult hairs. So it's hard to understand. Because then what does it help to check? Because there's a famous Noda Bihudo who says that if after the Bedika there's still going to be a Suffolk, that's not called being able to be Mevarer. So if we're going to be left with a Suffolk, then what's going to help to check? So it's Pashut that we are Somecham Bedika Cyrus, like we see in Simon Kuf Samach Tess and Ebenezer. So again, Lididan, what we first learned is that you can be Somecham Chazaka de Rava, assume she brought Simanim, because it's only Derabanan. And also, l'chor based on that, you can also assume the person's telling the truth when they say they're 13. However, the Ramban says and the Ran that in Dirabbanans, if you could be even Dirabbanans, you could be Mevar, check it out. And then we rejected the opinion that says that checking it out isn't going to help. Because if it's not going to help, then it's never called Efshel Levrure. Because the question was asked, why are we Somech on this Chazak and Tefillah if you could be Mevarer? And the Teretz is because we're not Bekim Bebetika Cyrus. So if we're not Bekim, if they're really proper pubic hairs, they're really adult hairs, then checking won't help, because even after we check, we still aren't going to be sure if we're not Mevarer the Suffolk. It's also Machlokas, but like the Nod Rida says, if after you make the Bearer, you're still the Suffolk, so there's no need to make a Bearer. But we are Somech on Bedikas Cyrus. So the Rashba brought by the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Treifos says, why don't we check all 18 Treifos? Like we check the lungs. We hold there 18 Treifos that Treifa of a Behema, 18 different medical problems with the animal, make him unkosher. Why don't we be Mevarer? Why are we Somech Harov Behemas Ksheris? So the Rashba answer is that it's not called Ika Levrure, because there's an extra tier to check all 18 shreifas. So that's not called Dikal of Rurei. So according to this, we can say it's not called Dikal of Rurei unless we don't have to be Matshriach or we don't have to be Mevazes somebody. But if there's going to be a Bizayon for a Jewish person, that's not called Efshar Levarer. So Midarais, we check. But if the Bedik is only Durabanan, we don't want to be Mevazes. So a Kadin comes to Shul and he says he's 13 years old. What are you going to do? You're going to take him to the bathroom and then you're going to start checking to see if he has Shtei Cyrus? That's a Bizayon of Adam Yisrael. Can't allow that. So that's not called Efshel Levrure. Efshel Levrure is without a Bizayon. But there's a Bizayon. Therefore, don't examine him. Just trust him. That's not called, even if you hold by the Rabbanan, it's Efshel Levrure. This is not called Efshel Levrure that you can be Mevarer, because it'd be Zion. So that's as far as the Cyrus go. But what about him being 13? That allows us to be Somech on the Cyrus. How do we know that the person's really 13? The answer is we don't. See in Kuf Samach Tes, Sifir Aleph, the Af Achar Rabdik of Nimtzulo Beis Cyrus, Imeni Yochel Avarer, Shu Ben Yud Gimel Shana, Imeni Wachas Kaskol. Even if you find two Cyrus, if you don't know he's 13, it's not going to help unless he's got a lot of Cyrus. In Shulchan Aruch, he paskins that we require Eidus, his father is believed. We need somebody who's going to be able to tell us that he's 13. So Rabbi Menashe Klein wants to say the following chiddush. So again, as far as being somech and chazaka derava, it's only a derabanan, you could be somech and chazaka derava, and you don't have to be mevarer, because it's a bizayon to be mevarer. That's all cool. What about years? So we said before, now, if you could be somech that when he reaches 13 that he has two sirahs, because he's only derabban, and also be somech on his word that he's 13. But it's not true. It's not true. You can't be somech on his word. You see in Shulchan Aruch that if we don't know that he's 13, he's not becheskes gadol. Either Eidus in Tosin Kedushin, he said, we don't need Eidus al Hashanim. But in Shulchan Aruch it says that we do need Eidus. Or at the very least, his father. Ayin HaRav HaMagid, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yates, Mil Chasishas, B'Shem Ramban. The Nestapik, Be'Viyas Simanim, Below Another, Mispershon Osel. She brought Simanim, we don't know how old she is. It's not Pasha that you can believe the person. So it's the Rabbanim. B'Seder, it's the Rabbanim. But who said you can believe what they say? So Menashe is mechadesh, it's a schus to learn his Torah because he survived the worst Gehenna possible in the Holocaust. He was good friends with Elie Wiesel. They survived together, and afterwards they used to learn together. They were close friends, and Mr. Wiesel became a big supporter of Rav Menashe's institutions. So he was a huge, huge Baal Mechadesh, and it's always a pleasure and a chus to learn his Torah. So he says, "Amashiner lechadish b'zeh." The hadikat neinu mitstari for rakmi de rabbanon, the cross machta be'alma. That the cotton is not mitstari to means only the rabbanon. And we have a pasuk of nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. You need 10 adults. Because it's not biderech hakavod letzibor that a cotton should join in with them. Mishum zilusa. It's not covered that an underage child should be joined with the tzibor as part of the minyan. It says in Shulchan Aruch, b'shas hadchak, you can be mitzari for cotton. Most achronim argue the matirim kemat batlu b'miyutam. But if it's medina, how can you possibly be mitzari for cotton? So it must be it's mishum zilusa the tzibor. And therefore, b'shas atchak, you really need a minion. He's the 10th man. You can be mitzarif. So when is it a zilusa letzibur? It's only a zilusa letzibur if we know that he's not bar mitzvah. See, if it was something objective that an underage child cannot join a minion, so then you have to know that he's of age. But if it's because it's a zilzul, because it's a disgrace that you have such a chashev a maimed, you have this important gathering of people, and the cotton joins in, and it's not honorable that he should be counted as one of the 10. He's just a kid. So if he claims to be an adult, he looks like he might be bar mitzvah. That's not zilus anymore. So even if Klep Ishmael Galia, even if God knows or he knows that he's not really bar mitzvah, but for us it's not zilusa, and therefore you can believe him. So we have that you can be Samech and Chazak at the Rav and the Rabbanans. You have that you're not going to check him out. It's not Afshar Levure because it's a Bizayon. Even according to those opinions that say you have to Mavire to Bizayon to bring him to the bathroom and see that if he has Shtei Cyrus. And you can believe him to say when he's 13 if you accept the premise that the reason you're not allowed to be Mitzari for Kutton, the reason a cousin's not allowed to join is Al Zilusa. And it's not Zilusa if he says he's 13. He looks 13. We think he's 13. So everything is cool. And if he's really not, it doesn't matter. It's not Zilusa anymore. So the Marshal in the Yamshel Shlomo and Brachas, Perikid Beis, Simon Chavav says, no way. You don't believe him? You need at least Eidus of his father that he's a Gadol. But Minhag Olam is that we are Mitzarif. And that would be based, possibly, on this Limud Tzchus of Rav Menashe HaKotan. So that's Taka Minhag Olam. But we do have the Marshal, who says not to be Somech, on what a Katan says. The Minhag Olam is to be Somech, and now we have some sort of Havan as to why. And obviously for this Sugya, we need to learn the Tshuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger. We recently gave 4 Shiurim in Siman Zayin, where he talks about Chazaka Derava. We hope to continue that and to revisit this issue. And also there's a very Chashiv Tshuva in the Yabia Omer, in Chelek Zayin, in Siman Mem Vav. So you can be Ma'ayin there. It's a whole slew of Makaros. Breathtaking to see what that man knew when he wrote a tshuva when he wasn't even 30 years old yet, 1946. Just phenomenal. We should be zochel lomar olam v'lishma la'asakam is called reisam tzor b'ahava amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.